one thing conspire to save Brendan's life during this next few minutes. And this is that several of the famous bowlers, himself included, had fans at the convention dressed as similar to them as possible in appearance. A good 17 Brendan lookalikes were cruising the convention, playing surreal bowling games with crazy twisting, curving, looping alleys and 3D special effects. Brendan gave curt nods to the Brendan lookalikes he passed, and they returned curt nods back. Each with that "I'm the real Brendan" expression on their smiling face, including the real Brendan. People who look vaguely like famous bowlers were being let in at this point. And since it was a costume party, and there's lots of fake emission badges floating about, they're on sale on eBay before the event came to be. Some monsters came in, including a couple werewolves with badges shellacked to their matted wolf fur. The real Brendan had some drinks in him and was feeling pretty good. It was still 3.5 hours until his match versus his bowling match against Glimes Krugo, a master one-arm bowler from France, rumored to be the son of, or grandson, perhaps former granddaughter of Aleister Crowley. Mere rumors, perhaps. A whole phalanx of squirrel assassins coming in through the rafters, small holes and vents, with squirrel-crafted weaponry from cast-off human objects, ingeniously made into dangerous weapons. The squirrels had no idea what Brendan even looked like. They just decided to kill every human there, and they'd probably get him. That contract? 100 tons of nuts delivered to the west side of the forest by the government of Uglavaria. Well worth the risk of the battalion, the squadron, the phalanx. Other creatures came in, some leaving trails of ichor and venom. Great costumes got instant nod and a step aside from the guards, having no idea these things are real monsters.